Welcome to The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thank you for listening. And on this Monday of a new year, after an old year filled with so many events and questions and turning points, we start anew. We look back far in time later this hour at a racial divide very relevant today. We think about the possibility of taking action as a response to so many of the events of last year, whatever your political beliefs. Stay tuned for that. But we start the program with a look at a very familiar set of events still capable of shocking: a terrorist attack in Istanbul, Turkey, targeting 600 New Year's revelers at a posh club. A gunman entered the club, opened fire, 39 dead, nearly 70 people wounded, according to officials in Turkey. Few details about the gunman, even though a manhunt is underway. ISIS has claimed responsibility for this, the fourth attack in Turkey inside of a month. Borzu Dargahi, Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News, based in Istanbul, learned of the attack as it was underway.
We were at a party on the Asian side of Istanbul, actually. And as we were leaving, we started getting news of this attack, started reading about it on social media and in media and so on. And, you know, as we were, we took a taxi home across the bridge, pretty much past the site where this occurred, kind of got home really quick. It was very late. And, you know, it was rather disturbing. You know, I mean, Istanbul is the city where I live. And it was quite scary and quite frightening to think of such an attack on such a soft civilian target.
And just to clarify, it would appear that foreign nationals might have been a target. The well-to-do and wealthy might have been a target, and also people who deliberately behave against strictures of the Quran perhaps might have been a target, in that, you know, the booze was flowing, as you say. And any sense that that has in fact clarified over the last 24 hours?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, ISIS issued a statement already claiming responsibility for this attack, and described it as a place where polytheistic Christians, quote unquote, gather to celebrate their celebration. But that was not the reason why they did this attack. They consider this place one of many such decadent places. In their claim of responsibility, they explicitly said that this was a response to the Turkish government's offensive against ISIS. They didn't mention Syria, but they referred to the bloodshed being spilled against ISIS people on the part of Turkish artillery and warplanes inside Syria.
So moving further, how does this add to the tension in Istanbul, in the sense that this has been going on now, really, if we're going to talk about the actions that the government took that were so destabilizing and tension producing, you know, more than a year ago, the people of Istanbul have really been getting it from all directions. What's it feel like in the city?
Well, it's a sad day. You know, I was just actually walking around, and I live really close to one of the most lively parts of the city. And you could just tell that people are downcast, that this was a big blow, this particular attack, on a night where this city really lets down its hair and has a really good time. So this was a big blow. But I think you're asking a very important question. And I think it's one that's relevant for the U.S. as well. It's something that I've been thinking about. You know, the current government's majoritarian approach, ruling essentially as if it has a kind of monopoly on power, even though it doesn't, has been extremely polarizing in the country. And, you know, I think this has carries overtones for the coming Trump era for us. When you rule like that, you create such tensions in society that you really become vulnerable. And an attack like this, whereas in France, for example, in Germany, people come together after an attack like this. All you have right now in Turkish media, all you have on Turkish social media, is recriminations between the various factions in the society. So you have the secularists just lambasting the government, and you have the Islamist-leaning part of the country attacking the other side, accusing America and the CIA and the West of being behind this attack. And I think that this is what's going to happen in the U.S. Trump governs the way he is sort of promising to govern, as if he has this massive mandate, when in fact he doesn't.
So let's think about the military for a moment. The most trusted institution in Turkey, with some caveats, is the military. And certainly the military experienced a setback with the botched and to this day, not fully understood coup that happened last year. What is the position of the military regarding these kinds of incidents as we move into 2017?
Well, you know, I mean, you make a really good point. The security forces in general, not just the military, but also the very important, very large interior ministry that includes the gendarme that in a time of war comes under the power of the army and the military forces. So you have like a lot of security forces. You've had this extensive coup and followed by the purges that took place with firings of a lot of senior people as well as underlings for allegedly being tied to this coup. The question arises, has this weakened the security forces and created another opening for ISIS? This is a question that is being asked right now. It's not clear, but it definitely could not have made the country stronger to get rid of all of these senior people, to damage the morale of the security forces with the firings and arrests that took place following the July 15th coup attempt.
Finally, Borzu Daragahi, who's the Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News, we're speaking to in Istanbul. Istanbul is one of my absolute favorite places in the entire world for a whole lot of reasons. And I'm just wondering how you're feeling at this moment. I know you have a lot of affection for Istanbul and just your own personal sense of peril given the randomness of this attack.
Well, personally, you know, I'm a very bad barometer because, you know, I lived in Baghdad for 4 years during the worst time of the Civil War. I lived in Lebanon and so on. So I still think it's awesome and rather safe and pleasant compared to other places I've lived. But in general, you know, why is Istanbul such a great city? Because it is a crossroads between East and West, between Asia and Europe. It has got a magnificent, rich history, amazing cuisine, amazing, you know, rich diversity of the people and the people who visit here. But in the last couple years, it has also been dragged pretty much into every single one of the Middle East's wars and conflicts so that, you know, it has become the kind of central location for all the troubles of the region, the Syria war, the Iraq war, the war between Kurds and their neighbors, the conflict between secularists and Islamists. All of these various conflicts have become sort of epitomized in Turkey. And, you know, it's really destabilizing the country and this great commercial capital.
Borzu Daragahi is Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed News, speaking to us from Istanbul, the site of the attack, which killed at least 39 people. Thank you so much, Borzu.
It's been a pleasure.